Thank you, Lord Jesus, for shedding light on my path and for reminding me of the things that are most important to you in my life. Well, my dear ones, I got a reading about money and the world, and it troubled me, really. And boy, it was so head on, I couldn't avoid it. Oh, boy. It was in the Waste translation of the Bible, which is a lot like the Amplified New Testament. And you couldn't have said it more clearly than he said it. You cannot serve the world and money. You cannot have two masters. And it was clear. And I thought, Lord, I haven't wanted anything frivolous for myself in the longest time. Why are you saying this to me? Because I haven't bought flowers. I haven't bought clothing. I did buy a book. But I don't spend money on anything. When my clothes are falling apart, I sew them up and use them for another year. Why not? Anyway, I began, Lord, I truly don't understand why you're stressing money so much. That was really a hard reading. You know that I'm not concerned for myself on what I want, but on taking care of the needs of others. Why have you said these harsh words to me? It has been so long since I wanted something frivolous. It hurts to hear these words. Please help me understand. Jesus replied, you are not the only person in the room, beloved. And I thought for a minute, well, that's true. There was another one in the room who came from a money background. Jesus continued, don't you recognize that issue? I do, but I thought you were leading and guiding him with that. I am, but it is still an issue. And once more, as concerns yourself, you are now thinking my thoughts in this moment. What was I thinking? I was thinking that even though this preoccupation and busyness is for others, you know, like finding a 50-gallon water container or 500-gallon water container, nonetheless, it is still not suited to my calling. You would prefer others to make those decisions and delve into those things so that I could be by your side, loving you and making music and writing, and especially worshiping and resting in you. Jesus replied, that is a correct assessment of the situation, and I do believe you will be liberated very soon. There are those coming who can handle these things for you, those decisions, and you don't have to get entangled in them. They are highly competent. They will leave you free for the things of the spirit, not the flesh, Claire. You see, whether it is for others or for yourself, it is still the world, and not what you are any longer suited to. You've done your time in the world, and you've been graduated. Please don't keep going back to second grade. Rise up, Claire. Rise up and out of the concerns of this world. Rise up. Interesting, he played that song about the dry bones just recently. I have so much holy work for you to do, but you are not suited for it when your nose is still in the world. Your helper, too, is capable and will work for you. They are highly motivated, and they've taken on the refuge as their own project and really enjoy doing what needs to be done. And they don't complain about the roads or the difficulties, the rain, the mud. Rather, they take them in stride. They are good, and you can trust them to get it done with just a little direction. I was pondering for a moment. Is this really you, Lord? He said, this is me, you know. Okay, I feel that it is. Jesus continued, you touched my cheek tenderly when we were napping. That was the high point of my day. I long for that kind of attention from my bride. It means so much to me, Claire. It really does. I wanted you to see me this afternoon. I wanted you to reach out and gently caress my cheek, knowing that it is me at your right hand. I long for this from all of my brides. But not only are they too busy, they are still afraid. When you tell them of these moments, you help their faith to grasp at the tender moments I long for from them. There is no sin in showing this kind of affection. It is utterly pure and even angelic. Yeah, well, the Lord is always at my side. If I'm taking a nap, if I'm in the kitchen working, if I'm swimming, if I'm driving, he's always there on my right hand. He continued, "My brides, when you know I am there with you, what is your response? Do you swoon and have to sit down? Do you run from me? Or do you extend your loving hand in a gesture of deep affection and caress my cheek? That is what I would like you to do. It shows that you are fully aware that I am there, and it strengthens your faith as well as making my heart leap for joy. My mother touched my cheek in this way many, many times. She was always affectionate with me, and I returned her affection. We are very, very close. Our hearts are entwined in suffering for humanity. She has given up everything to see you saved because our hearts are united. For not one minute did she oppose my going to Jerusalem, where she knew from Scripture that I would be killed. By the way, for those of you who don't know, Mary was admitted into the temple when she was 3 years old, and they raised her up in a holy, holy way, and she knew the Scriptures, which was uncommon for Jewish women. Women were not allowed to study the Scriptures, only the men. Jesus continued, "She gave birth to this lamb, knowing that someday she would see it immolated in the most brutal way for the salvation of souls, by the very ones praying for Messiah to come. And yet she cooperated with the divine plan, knowing it would plunge her into the deepest sorrow to see me harmed in any way at all. And not only because of her tender love, but because of the tragic consequences for the Jewish people. My love and even the worship you render me is all about tenderness. Yes, there are times when I am high and lifted up, mighty in stature and glory. But my favorite times are with my bride, one-on-one, when we can exchange marks of pure and holy love. This is a love that men do not know unless they are whole and spiritual. They have transcended the need for a physical relationship because they are wholly transformed in me. The old man is dead, the new man alive, raised up and fulfilled. Remember this, my brides. I am still a man, even in the fullness of my divinity, and I long for the fragrant offering of your heart. When you in faith gently acknowledge my presence by touching my cheek,